Velkommen til Aftenklubben på Nova Podcast. Husk, at du kan høre dagens aktuelle udsendelse hver aften kl. 21, søndag til torsdag på Nova.
Here in the studio, I have the pleasure of welcoming an artist who released his debut album back in 2018 called Narrated For You with the single Let Me Down Slowly that went platinum here in Denmark. He's also made the great songs Mind Is a Prison and Must Have Been the Wind. And each month he has 14 million streams on Spotify, which is kind of insane. And now he's out with a new single, Oh My God. And with that, I would like to welcoming Alec Benjamin. And welcome and good evening.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for having me. Thanks for saying all those nice things.
But it's true, and it seems like it's growing great. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Yeah, I mean, it's hard for me to, like, I don't really think about things like that. Like, when I think about, like, how did things go this month, I don't be like, well, I had 14 million streams on Spotify, and you know what I mean? Like, I don't okay. really think about it like that. But I'm okay. I think, like, I went through a little bit of a rough patch, like, emotionally, but I think I'm coming out the other end of it, so that's good. You know, I had some people in my life, like, who are a little sick and stuff like that, you know? Okay. Like, there's other things happening outside of music, and the hard thing about traveling so much is that sometimes you can't be at home when there's things happening at home, you know, that you want to be around for. So that's kind of been, like, a lot of my focus recently. But other than that, like, yeah, I'm excited about putting this record out. I have an album coming out April 3rd, which is really tight, and a new song coming out on March 5th that I love, so...
Oh, yeah, that's great. So what do we focus on to kind of sense if everything is going good? Because even though you make music and even though you're traveling around the world, I mean, that's from the outside, that could look kind of great. But I guess that for you, it can be some other things that...
Well, it is great. I'm not complaining.
No, but what is like the success criteria for you? What is making you happy when you're doing all this?
I don't know that there ever is like a... Humans are really good at adapting to things, right? So you're like, oh, man, if I could just have like one song that gets popular, and you get one, and you're like, gotta have another, you know what I mean? And then like, it's not the same, you know, you get that initial rush when you first like achieve, you know, a goal that you set for yourself, but inevitably it's followed by another goal, and then you're sort of back at square one, and I'm back at square one again. I put out an album and I had a goal for that, or I put out a body of work, a mixtape, Narrated For You, and a song, Let Me Down Slowly, and I had a goal for it, and you know, I didn't meet every goal that I had set for myself, but I achieved enough to get to the next round. But now I'm in round two, but I'm at the bottom of round two, and I'm trying to get to round three, and so I feel the same way as I did when I put out Narrated For You. Scared, and fearful that my music isn't good enough, and afraid that you know, everything that I've you know, built this far could disappear.
Is that something you think about a lot, the fear of not being enough?
Yep, every day.
Okay, is that do you feel that it's good for you to...
Well, it gives me a purpose because I'm trying to be enough, whatever that means. So I feel like maybe if I felt like I was enough, I would just kind of like sort of exist, and maybe I do. I don't know. Not like that, but I don't know.
But you're out with a new album, as you said, April the 3rd. The Two Windows, the 3rd of
these
April?
These Two Windows, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the theme of this album is pretty much everything that I'm talking to you about right now. Mm. It's like the world inside my head and outside of my head. And the two windows are my eyes.
That sounds very, very deep. Is it very... therapeutic, what is called, like going to a shrink in some way?
Therapeutic?
Yeah, exactly. That was what I was trying to say.
No, it wasn't therapeutic making it. It was very painful. It was probably one of the most painful things I've ever done. I cried a lot. I didn't eat enough. I didn't sleep enough. It's probably one of the most painful periods in my life. But the therapeutic part is getting to release the music and seeing that there's other people out there that feel the same.
And it seems like you have a lot of dedicated fans. And I read somewhere that you actually are giving gifts to fans at concerts.
Yeah, I don't really do that anymore.
Oh,
but
okay.
But like, I mean, I used to, and it was fun. You know, I'd hand out funny things. I did that to try to sort of like, you know, get people's attention when I was opening up for other artists. And yeah, it was cool. Maybe something I should do again. I'm not sure.
That depends. It sounds like a lot of work to get gifts every concert. But you were in Denmark last November playing in Copenhagen, the Grey Hall.
Yes.
How was that?
Amazing. It was actually one of my favorite shows on the tour. And I got in trouble because, you know what a plectrum is?
Yeah, the one you're playing guitar with.
Well, found out that we have a more casual word for it. But that word in English means you know, private part. Turns out I was talking about a wiener on stage the whole night, and no one just decided to tell me until, like, you know, someone screamed. They're like, someone should tell him. He's, you know, saying penis. That was kind of embarrassing, but I recovered from it. So
that's good.
Yeah.
But I mean, there must be a big difference between playing like the Grey Hall and then how you start, because I've heard that when you first started out playing, you were playing in like living rooms on a tour.
Yeah, I did that. I'm gonna do it again, which is cool. It is a lot different because it's a bigger production and, you know, there's more people there. But, you know, I feel like a lot of performers are this way. We like to get on stage because we think, and it does temporarily, but, you know, there's something, some piece missing inside, and we think that if we just get one more fan,
But you have to explain that your first tour was a living room tour, because that sounds very, very different.
I mean, we just had to, because I wanted to play shows, but like I wasn't big enough to sell tickets, and so I had a couple of fans spread out across America, and I was just like, yo, if you sign up for this, I'll come to your house and play a show for you, because I want to sing for you. I was like, just, you know, I didn't even ask for anything. I was like, I'm paying for my own gas, like sleeping on floors or whatever, not of their homes, of course. But like, I went with my friend and we just did it, and it was tight. It was cool.
That sounds very rock and roll. I like it. That sounds very, very nice.
It sounds much more cool than it was.
Okay.
but we had fun. Actually, it was a good time. In retrospect, like, it was probably one of the more fun times I've had in my life. So.
But that's, I think it sounds very cool. I went to a concert like 2 years ago with a guy, small audience, and it seemed like it's a lot different in the way you approach the audience when there isn't that many. Like, he talked a bit more because, you know, the audience was just standing right there. Do you think is it easy for you to have that interaction to when you're not playing, to like be in the present and talking with the audience? Is that
if it's a bigger crowd?
No,
it just depends on the vibe of the crowd. Because, like, you know, that was one of the bigger shows that I've played, at least here. I talked more at that show than the first show I played here, which was to, like, 200 people. And I don't think it was the vibe of the crowd. I think it was my vibe. I was just really nervous the first time. And I was nervous the second time I played here, too. But I was just a little bit more comfortable because the first time I played here was my first time in Denmark. It's a new place. And it's, like, one of the most friendliest. It's like the friendliest country that I've been to. Actually, there's a lot of friendly countries. I don't want to say the people here are amazing. So I'm feeling more comfortable when I'm here. I guess it just depends on the night. Sometimes it's really hard to talk to a crowd if there's three people in it. Sometimes it's easy. Sometimes it's hard. There's 1,000 people. I don't know. There's no rhyme or reason.
But are you one of those who like to like improvise and just be in the present on stage, or do you like prepare what you are going to say between the songs?
I like to improvise, but I always try to prepare a little thing just in case I'm really nervous, or I'm like, you know, I'm not having like a... Sometimes my brain isn't firing on all cylinders. Sometimes I'm like quick and sometimes I'm not. So if I'm not quick, it's good to have a plan B.
Yeah, that's... I can relate to that. That's how that works for me also. Alec Benjamin, you're out with the single Oh My God, and we are going to talk about that in a moment. But first, when we're talking about touring, you're starting the Two Windows tour from the 12th of April to the 21st of May. And what is the best part of that, you know, touring? What do we look most forward to?
Playing the shows.
Yeah.
I think I'm starting to enjoy playing shows more now because I'm more comfortable on stage. And the show is sort of like, I mean, I'm never going to have like my songs where I want them or the show where I want them, but it's a little closer. at first, you know, it was literally like me and my friend on the road with a laptop and a guitar and like a banner that didn't even fit in half the venues. I had to borrow my friend's guitar at the show I played here. That made it a little bit more, difficult to enjoy, but I guess the cool part about it is like, I'm starting to feel more comfortable. That's the best part.
Are you then a little bit nervous or excited about the fact that you're going on this tour with, I guess, a lot of new songs, because there's also a new album coming? Are you not terrified, but, you know, are you excited or nervous about playing new songs for the crowd?
It depends on how the album does.
Yeah. Okay. And we don't know that yet, but I can say the new single is pretty awesome. Alec, let's talk more about your upcoming album, These Two Windows, and your upcoming tour in a moment. But first, let's hear one of your singles, Let Me Down Slowly. And then we'll be back after that short break.
This night is cold in the kingdom. I can feel you fade away. From the kitchen to the bathroom sinking. Your steps keep me awake. Don't cut me down, throw me out, leave me here to waste. I once was a man with dignity and grace. Now I'm slipping through the cracks of your cold embrace. Oh please, please, could you find a way to let me down slowly? A little sympathy I hope you can show me. If you wanna go then I'll be so lonely. If you're leaving, baby, let me down slowly. Let me down, down, let me down, down. Let me down, let me down, down. Let me down, down, let me down. If you wanna go, then I'll be so lonely. If you're leaving, baby, let me down slowly. Cold skin, drag my feet on the tile as I'm walking down the corridor. And I know we haven't talked in a while, so I'm looking for an open door. Slipping through the cracks of your cold embrace. Oh please, please, could you find a way to let me down slowly? A little sympathy I hope you can show me. If you wanna go then I'll be so lonely. If you're leaving baby let me down slowly. Let me down, down, let me down, down. Let me down, let me down, down. Let me down, down, let me down. If you wanna go then I'll be so lonely. If you're leaving baby down slowly. And I can't stop myself from falling down. 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 Could you find a way to let me down slowly? Sympathy, I hope you can show me. If you wanna go, then I'll be so lonely. If you're leaving, baby, let me down slowly. Let me down, down, let me down, down. Let me down, let me down, down. Let me down, down, let me down. If you wanna go, then I'll be so lonely. If you're leaving, baby, let me down slowly. If you wanna go, then I'll be so lonely. If you're leaving, baby, let me down slowly.
Det her er Aftenklubben på Nova. Lyden af Danmark om aftenen. Det her er Aftenklubben på Nova podcast.
Here in the studio, I'm still joined by the singer and songwriter Alec Benjamin, who we know from the single Let Me Down Slowly and his first album called Narrated for You. And you're out with a new single, but first let's talk about you have an album coming. It's called These Two Windows. It's out the 3rd of April. And you also have a tour from the 12th of April to the 31st of May. And speaking of tour, what do you do right after a concert? Do you just relax or do you have some kind of rituals?
Well, I mean, I got to get on the tour bus and drive to the next city.
Okay.
So, you know, sometimes we play Super Smash Brothers on the bus or, you know, I go to sleep. But it's hard to sleep after a show, especially after a good show. If you're a bad show, all I want to do is go to sleep.
Okay.
So I can just think about it the next day. But yeah, I don't have an answer for you. That's like one of the hardest parts of tour is like figuring out how you come down from that. You know, you're on stage and there's 1,000 people, 2,000 people, whatever.
Yeah.
And then you're by yourself.
The reason I ask is because I talked with a Danish band like a couple of weeks ago who mentioned that they are on such a high when a concert is done that they were actually thinking about, you know, write songs and record songs after the concert.
No way. Not for me. I'm good. Yeah.
Yeah, you're just.
I can't do that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's too much.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But pretty cool. I mean, it's a long tour. It's from the 12th of April to the 21st of May. That's a long, long gap of time. How do you prepare for the tour? Do you begin eating healthy, like in advance?
I'm trying to this time.
Okay.
It's the first time I've ever attempted to exercise on the road. I worked out last night. So, you know, that's one day. So hopefully I do it again today. It's hard because we're getting on a plane at like 5 o'clock, you know?
Yeah.
And then I'll land, get to the hotel, like, you know, probably like 8 or 9 or 10 or whatever, but we're jet lagged. So I'm trying to prepare. I was writing on tour last time, not because I wanted to, but because I knew that if I didn't, I wouldn't have enough songs for the album.
Yeah.
But I'm not writing on this tour as much, because I don't want to. But maybe I will. Maybe because I don't have the pressure. Well, I might have the pressure, depending on how the record does. But
yeah.
I'm just not putting as much pressure on myself. Maybe that will inspire me to make more music. Who knows?
Nobody knows. The future will tell, at least.
Yeah.
And I read somewhere that one of your favorite movies is that. What is your favorite movie at this point?
My favorite movie is Forrest Gump.
Yeah, I read that. It is a great movie.
Mm.
I love that a lot. I cried to it last time I saw it, actually.
Right. Me too.
Yeah, yeah. The moment where he meets Jenny and he hugs her in the fountain, I think it's something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That makes me cry like every time I see it. It's pretty. I love Forrest Gump. But in Forrest Gump, he learns to play ping pong in the military. And he is told, Forrest Gump, played by Tom Hanks, that the trick is to keep his eye on the ball by the other soldier. And actually, Tom Hanks, he played it so he always keeps the eye on the ball. And I'm just curious, as you as a musician and you are making music and you have an album coming up in a moment, what is the thing about making music where you have to keep the eye on the ball? What is the ball that you need to keep an eye on to make everything work for you?
There's so many things, but social media is the hardest one. Making sure that I'm making content, and I don't know, man, that's such a big question, but
why social media? Why is that difficult?
Well, because there's a lot of noise out there, and you got to make sure, you got to try and get your music in front of people. And also, like, look, people's time is really valuable. The most valuable thing, currency you have, is your time. I have to convince people that my art is worthy of their time. And so, you know, I have to do that, whether it's like, you know, it's not just social media, it's like coming here to talk about my music, you know, and I have to convince people like, hey, this is why it's worth listening to my stuff. And that's what you have to keep your eye on because, I was thinking about, like, one of my favorite artists is Bob Dylan. When he put out his first album, there were 2 billion people on the planet, right? And those people also had far less access because, you know, even in third world countries now, they have more access to recording equipment and things like that and distribution. You know, you can put out music from anywhere, but there was only a small section of the world that had enough money to sort of breed artists that could make records and whatever. And now there's 8 billion people in the world, and almost all of them can make music, and almost all of them are really good, you know? So you got to keep hustling. That's what I have to keep my eye on the ball.
But do you feel pressure about, like, stay on social media in the sense that I, for example, I like to discover new music where I don't know anything about the artist.
Mm-hmm.
I like to just listen to it and then let the music speak for itself.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other way, I also like music where it's part of a bigger history, that I know the artist, I know where he or she came from. Would you prefer that your music spoke for itself, or do you actually like to create like your name, Alec Benjamin, and who you are?
I don't like to do that. I'd rather let my music speak for itself. And I think that my music, you know, hopefully it does a good job of doing that. And oftentimes I don't like making music videos because my songs are stories. And so they're like, well, we should make another story for this story. And it's like, well, that's a bit redundant, don't you think? Like, I don't want to make a music video for this. The song is supposed to be a visual song. Just listen to it. But yeah, I have to do a lot of things that I don't like.
Yeah.
But I'm getting over it. I need to stop being a baby. Because, like, not everything is, you know, it's not always going to be, you know, rainbow and sunshine. Also, getting to make a music video is cool. Like, I need to grow up. But remind me of the initial question again.
The initial question was just if you like to, like, go out and promote and make an image of yourself.
No, I hate it. I hate that.
You would rather have your music just speak for itself.
It's totally antithetical to the feeling inside me that makes me want to create art. It's the total opposite thing. But, you know, I got a record deal when I was 19, and I was like, it's just about the music, man. Don't worry about it. Like, as long as the music is good, and that's, like, it's not, it's a business.
Mm.
And, like, you have to go out there and promote your stuff. And it's totally different part of the brain and hard for people who are artists to wrap their heads around. But if you're out there and you're an aspiring musician, then I'm in no position to give advice because I'm still struggling, but, like, get over it.
Mm. Yeah, I totally get that.
Promote yourself, because otherwise no one is going to hear your music. And you know what? Look, if you make art for yourself, like, that's tight or whatever, but, like, you know, if you make good art or whatever, or everyone makes good art, but when you do, it's your responsibility to give it to people because it helps them and stuff. So I don't know. I don't want to put that pressure on someone. I take that back. Do whatever you want to do. I'm more libertarian. It's like, live your life. It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. But I get the points.
But if you want to do it for a living, you got to promote yourself. Get over it. Stop being a baby. Go. Yeah. If someone asks you to play guitar at a party, do it.
And you are actually sitting with a guitar.
I know.
How come can that be?
Well, I'm practicing because when you're doing interviews and stuff, there's a lot of dead time where it's like, oh, I'm gonna, you know, hey, just can you? And I'm like, well, I should just be doing something.
Yeah.
I should be practicing or something like that, you know?
So that's the moment where everybody else, they would just take off their phone and start being on Instagrammers, and then you have your guitar and
not practice. That being on Instagram isn't productive, you know, because that's like an art form in itself. So it's like,
yeah, okay, yeah, that's true. I just feel when I'm on Instagram, I don't think of it as anything. I'm just, oh, which new puppy has put up a picture, kind of.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, the thing is, like, that's entertainment.
Yeah, yeah, you're right, yeah.
And when you put up a post, you probably think about the composition of the photo and the subtext and, like, you know, it's sort of how it fits into the context of your life and everyone else's life. Like, that's art, you know? And I think that, you know, everyone who's on Instagram is an artist contributing and creating content for that platform. So I don't know what that has to do with anything, but...
But it was a great thought.
Yeah, because, well, you know, I mean, like, I just didn't want to insult people who do things on their phone in the downtime.
No.
Because that could also be productive.
But if one person has their phone out now, they could actually go in on your Spotify and listen to the new single, Oh My God. But they don't have to, because we're going to play it in a moment.
Tight.
What's that song about?
That song is about wondering if I made the wrong decision to, you know, pursue a certain path in my life. And, you know, it's about, like, one day I wasn't feeling happy about making music anymore, and I had music was my escape, and now I wanted to escape from it. And I'm like, how did I end up in a place where the one thing that I love the most is the one thing that I hate the most right now?
Mm.
Maybe that's a little dramatic, but that's
what
the song's
I get it.
About.
I think that's very normal, actually, no matter what you do. If you reach a goal, if you reach the perfect job or whatever you would want to reach, then when you reach that, at some point you can get tired of it. I think it's pretty normal.
Mm-hmm.
So what did you do to get out of that feeling?
Still working on it. I'll let you know.
Sounds good. In the meantime, we can listen to your song, Oh My God. And with that, Alex Benjamin.
Oh, what did I do? I just accepted that it's not always going to be perfect. But there's a purpose. So it's worth the struggle. That's what I did.
That sounds good. Yeah. Alex Benjamin, it was a pleasure talking with you.
Thanks for having me.
Looking at the pictures I keep on my shelf, 'cause it's been so long since I've looked like myself. Burn another candle down, burn another candle down. Running low on patience, running out on fumes. I'm never gonna make it halfway to the moon. But it's too late to turn around, but it's too late to turn around. I'm running out of oxygen. I'll never be the same again now. Same again now. Oh my God, I can't remember who I was just last December. What have I done? How did I get here? What have I done? I was naive, I didn't know what I had, and I thought I had to leave. I always said I was homeward bound, always said I was homeward bound. I'm searching for a signal, holding out my phone. Have I gone too far? Am I on my own? No one here to hold me now, no one here to hold me now. I'm running out of oxygen, can't help but wish I stayed. Just like Will Robinson, a rocket man in space. Oh my God, I can't remember who I was just last December. What have I done? How did I get here? What have I done? Oh my God, look in the mirror, I was young. Now
I can't remember who I was just last December. Who I was just last December. Oh my God.
Misser du noget i denne eller en tidligere udsendelse? Hop ind på radioplay.dk, så kan du høre alle udsendelser som podcast.
Det her er Aftenklubben på Nova.